Good morning. Here's your Soak FM news for Monday, October 17th. I'm Megan Dooling. BC's general election was held over the weekend, and Revelstoke has a new mayor and council. School board trustees for District 19 were also chosen, as well as the director for the Columbia-Shuswap Regional District Electoral Area B. These are the preliminary results that were posted to the city's website. Official results will be declared by the end of the day, Wednesday. There are 6,387 eligible voters in Revelstoke. Of those, 1,941 voted. That's a 30% turnout. Incumbent Gary Sulz was elected mayor for another term with 75.3% of the votes, beating out Councillor Nicole Sherlett. Aaron Orlando, Tim Palmer, Lee Devlin, Austin Lucio, Tim Stapenhurst, and Matt Cherry were voted to council. Tim Palmer is an incumbent. Alan Chell, Sarah Zimmer, Jody Allen, Wendy Rota, and Sasha Walsh are the school board trustees for District 19. Alan Chell and Sarah Zimmer are incumbents. David Brooks Hill was re-elected director for Columbia-Shuswap Regional District Electoral Area B. The term for the current school board trustees and city council ends on October 31st. There is one more city council meeting on October 25th before new trustees and councillors are sworn in on November 1st. In other news, the Meadows in the Sky Parkway on Mount Revelstoke is open again to the summit. That's after Parks Canada and BC Wildfire Services fire crews lit a prescribed fire in what they call the Lindmark Prescribed Fire Area on Mount Revelstoke National Park. Parks Canada reported that the fire wasn't burning well enough to go ahead with it at this time, despite the dry conditions. The upper part of Lindmark Trail and trails between the Columbia Viewpoint and the summit will remain closed for the season. The Meadows in the Sky Parkway is open till the end of the month. That's your news for today. I'm Megan Dooling, reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke.